Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you can have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, tornado threat. The powerful spring storm bringing flash floods and strong winds with the danger continuing late into the night. As cleanup begins after Twister's touchdown in the Midwest.
I was praying so hard that the Lord would save me and my house.
CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening. I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us. We are coming on the air, tracking areas bracing for severe weather tonight, including thunderstorms and tornadoes. At this hour, parts of the Ohio Valley, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio are under a tornado watch. Plus, tens of millions more are experiencing dangerous weather. This is the same fierce storm system that caused serious damage from Texas to West Virginia. Kentucky's governor today declaring a state of emergency after Twister's demolished homes and stopped traffic after knocking down power lines. A different tornado leveled buildings in Oklahoma, destroying nearly everything in its path. More than a third of the country right now is under a weather alert. There are blizzard warnings in Michigan and flood watches in New Jersey. So with all of that news, we've got team coverage starting with Justin Michaels from our partners at the Weather Channel.
It happened fast and it was furious. Dangerous winds knocked someone at the University of Kentucky clear off their feet. Vicious storms cut a path of destruction across the Ohio Valley.
Oh, dear God, this is bad.
Mindy Broughton posted this video after whipping winds tossed and flipped mobile homes in Hanging Rock.
I thought we were going to die, but our camper is fine.
In Columbus, two people were rescued after the Scioto River flooded.
We're in a very dangerous, dangerous situation. People just need to be very, very careful.
A possible tornado touched down late afternoon in Louisville, Kentucky. The governor of Kentucky declaring a state of emergency. Traffic on this highway ground to a halt after high winds blew down power lines. Roofs blown off buildings in Nelson County, leaving debris scattered everywhere. In West Virginia, some ran for cover, escaping the fast-moving storm just in time. And this massive billboard came down on top of this vehicle in Dunbar, West Virginia. In Oklahoma, the same storm system left a mountain of debris yesterday. Omar Villafranca is there.
Last night's storm ripped through this neighborhood in Barnesdall, Oklahoma, just outside of Tulsa, and turned small buildings and homes into a pile of rubble like this behind me. The National Weather Service's preliminary report says an EF1 tornado with wind speeds up to 110 miles an hour caused all this damage. The tornado leveled 81-year-old Doris Parker's storage shed, but spared her life.
I was praying so hard that the Lord would save me and my house, I didn't think about asking him to save my garage.
Back here in the Ohio Valley, people are also starting the recovery process after the storm.
Authorities have been taking this storm very seriously today. In fact, school districts here in Kentucky and also in Ohio let out early today out of an abundance of caution, making sure kids in school buses weren't on the road during severe weather. And that severe weather, Nora, is happening right now. Off in the distance, I hear tornado sirens.
Wow, that's scary. Justin Michaels, thank you very much for that update. As we mentioned, that severe weather far from over. So let's bring in Weather Channel meteorologist Alex Wilson. Good evening, Alex. So what are you watching?
Nora, it has been a very active day of severe weather, remaining dangerous through the evening and into the overnight hours. Torcons of 7, especially up towards the Ohio Valley, where the tornado risk is especially high. Those storms remain strong through the later evening, even the overnight hours, all the way across the southeast. So while you're sleeping, don't be surprised to see those warnings come in. Have a way to get those alerts tomorrow morning, starting off on the soggy side. Heavy rain could lead to flooding. We've got flood watches, also the risk of flash flooding. And by the way, on the heels of the storms comes a snow threat. Second half of the week, Thursday into Friday, especially through portions of New England, northern sections of New York, and our New England states could be looking at totals that approach 2 feet. Nora?
Alex, thank you. Tonight, there is outrage at the White House after an Israeli airstrike in Gaza killed at least 7 aid workers from the World's Central Kitchen. President Biden called the organization's founder, Chef Jose Andres, to express his heartbreak today. CBS's Holly Williams reports on the response from Israel's prime minister.
World Central Kitchen says its team members were traveling through central Gaza in 3 vehicles when they were killed by an Israeli strike. It appears their convoy was hit multiple times, including a direct strike to an armored car, though it was clearly marked with the group's name. World Central Kitchen says it was coordinating its movements with Israel's military, which has promised to investigate what happened. The US-Canadian victim hasn't been named. 3 British citizens were killed, an Australian woman, Zoni Frankum, and a Polish man, Damian Sobol. Their Palestinian driver, Saif Abu Taha, was buried today. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the incident tragic and unintentional in a statement, also saying, quote, "This happens in war."
These people are heroes.
The U.S. has demanded a swift and impartial investigation with strong words for its ally.
We've impressed upon the Israelis the absolute imperative of doing more to protect innocent civilian lives, be they Palestinian children, women and men, or be they aid workers.
World Central Kitchen was founded by Jose Andres, the award-winning Spanish-American chef, and feeds the hungry everywhere from the U.S. to Ukraine.
Ukraine needs our help because we need them to win this war, because we need to be feeding the world.
The Israeli government needs to stop this indiscriminate killing, Andres posted on social media last night, and stop using food as a weapon. Funded by donations, his charity's been shipping hundreds of tons of food to the Gaza Strip, even building a makeshift pier, and then distributing the aid by truck.
The United Nations says at least 196 aid workers have been killed in Gaza and the West Bank since October. World Central Kitchen says it's decided to pause its operations in this region. Nora.
That will be devastating for so many. Holly Williams, thank you. President Biden spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping for nearly 2 hours today amid tensions between the two world powers. It's their first conversation since November, and President Biden says they spoke candidly about maintaining peace in Taiwan and the South China Sea. The leaders also discussed TikTok and the flow of fentanyl entering the U.S. and election meddling. Now to the 2024 race for the White House. President Biden's campaign is hitting the airwaves with a hard-hitting political ad focusing on abortion rights. And they're using Donald Trump's own words in an effort to warn voters. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports the former president is on the campaign trail in the Midwest, where he's focusing on another wedge issue, immigration.
Joe Biden's border bloodbath, and that's what it is. It's a bloodbath.
Despite criticism from both sides, former President Trump used the word bloodbath again today, this time to describe crimes committed by migrants.
The Democrats say, please don't call them animals. They're humans. I said, no, they're not humans. They're not humans. They're animals.
It was 2.5 weeks ago, while talking about the future of the U.S. auto industry, that Trump warned of a bloodbath if he isn't elected in November. Today, his campaign went a step further, launching an immigration-related website, though there is no evidence that undocumented migrants commit violent crimes at higher rates than U.S. citizens.
What's the White House reaction to the use of that term, bloodbath?
Our response is we have to denounce any violent rhetoric that we hear, certainly from our leaders, right?
The Biden campaign was focused today on abortion, launching this new ad one day after Florida's Supreme Court cleared the way for a six-week abortion ban to go into effect in the state next month.
Donald Trump doesn't trust women. I do.
The state court also allowed an abortion rights measure to appear on Florida ballots come November. The Biden camp hopes that will help drive Democrats there to the polls, just as similar initiatives have in other states.
I will be voting this November. If I have to be in there with my crutches or my wheelchair, I will be there.
Trump was campaigning in another key state, Michigan, where he brought up the $175 million bond he just posted in his New York civil fraud case.
I'm the only one that has to put up a bond. You know, I put up a bond. I didn't do anything wrong.
Nancy Cordes is with us. $175 million, a lot of money. What do we know about the man who gave Trump this financial lifeline?
Nora, he is a Los Angeles billionaire. His name is Don Hankey. He is known as the king of subprime auto loans. And this isn't the first time he has come to Trump's financial rescue when many others wouldn't. It has happened at least twice before when Trump was overleveraged, including in 2022 when he gave Trump a loan to refinance Trump Tower.
Nancy Cordes, Following the Money. Thank you. Tonight, there are growing questions about the police shooting of a 15-year-old girl on the side of a California highway in 2022. Newly released video appears to show the teenager attempting to surrender before being killed in a shootout. CBS's Elise Preston reports California's Department of Justice is now investigating.
It's taken a year and a half for this video to be made public. One that appears to show deputies gunning down the victim of a kidnapping. Deputies had just cornered the father of 15-year-old Savannah Graziano in a high-speed chase. Officers had been on the hunt for her father, Anthony, who allegedly murdered her mother and abducted the girl.
She's out on the passenger side.
Tense moments as Savannah gets out of the truck. Deputies are heard coaxing her to safety when it all went horribly wrong.
He's in the car! Stop!
And from one officer monitoring from above.
Oh,
for months, the only official version was what the San Bernardino County Sheriff said just after the shooting.
Preliminarily, again, there may be some indications that the passenger of the vehicle, which we believe is Savannah, may have been also involved in some of the fire exchange.
The indication was Savannah could have fired at deputies, but this video and audio just released under the California Public Records Act shows she was trying to get to safety while apparently shot by those tasked with trying to save her. The California Department of Justice is investigating the shooting and how this could have even happened. One retired police sergeant told CBS Los Angeles that in the chaos,
you had deputies over here that are firing at the truck. So you had a crossfire situation also.
Tonight, Savannah's family says they're too distraught to talk about the tragedy, but they want answers on how deputies are trained for incidents like this. Elise Preston, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Tonight, we're getting our first look at the broken and twisted wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that's under the surface of the water. This as crews just opened a second channel to allow small barges and tugboats to move through the port. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has the latest on this daunting mission.
New sonar images show what can't be seen from the surface. Up to 90% of the Francis Scott Key Bridge sunk to the bottom of the shipping channel, leaving a maze of twisted, mangled steel and concrete. Work made more challenging by the storm pounding the eastern U.S. Tuesday.
The wreckage on the bottom of the 50-foot channel is far more extensive than we could have imagined.
But signs of progress. The first ship passed through one of two temporary channels now open. A larger third one is planned, but none will be able to handle large cargo ships, leaving one of the country's biggest ports largely shut down and 8,000 jobs in limbo.
It's been a little quiet.
Vinny's Cafe relies on those port workers. Fabrizio Scotto is the manager.
It's like a chain effect, really, you know. you know, not just us, all the businesses around are, I'm sure, are really feeling it.
Dozens of local businesses are already applying for low-interest loans of up to $2 million to cover lost revenue stemming from the bridge collapse.
We can try to provide some measure of certainty at a time that just feels very uncertain.
While the NTSB investigation is expected to take 12 to 24 months, the Singapore-based owner of the cargo ship Dolly that struck the bridge last week filed a motion in federal court asking a Baltimore judge to rule it's not liable for any loss or damage from the fatal crash and destruction of the key bridge.
The work at what's left of the bridge continues as a 24/7 effort. Now, they're working very hard at getting that third channel back open. The governor says that's critical because it will allow smaller commercial vessels to access the port. Each one of those ships that gets through supports 100 port jobs, Nora.
Very important. Chris Van Cleve, thank you very much. A man is diagnosed with a rare case of bird flu, how it's linked to dairy cows, and what it means for the country's milk supply. We've got those details next.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight, a dairy worker in Texas has tested positive for bird flu after being in contact with sick cows who got the highly contagious virus from migrating ducks and geese. The CDC telling CBS News there has never been human-to-human spread in the U.S., but they are stepping up their posture and being vigilant. CBS's Amelia McGavro reports on what impact the outbreak could have on the country's milk supply.
Tonight, Texas officials are warning dairy farmers to take precautions after cases of bird flu have been found in cows for the first time in the U.S.
They're identifying animals who may be at risk of any symptoms, and those animals are being removed from the herd to be monitored and treated separately.
Now the Texas Department of Health revealing the highly infectious virus has spread to a dairy worker who was working with sick cows.
There was one human case in a dairy farmer, someone with close contact with an infected cow. Influenza is one of the viruses that likes to change and mutate. And we know that it has the potential, the virus has the potential to cause a pandemic.
The patient had conjunctivitis, was told to isolate, and is being treated with Tamiflu. Five states are reporting dairy cows have tested positive for bird flu since the end of March, suggesting it's likely being transmitted within cattle herds. The CDC says the risk of humans getting bird flu is low, and the USDA tells CBS News, although the situation is rapidly evolving, consumers shouldn't worry, saying there is no concern about the safety of the commercial milk supply.
Consumers need to know that none of the milk entered the food chain. Wouldn't have mattered anyway because we pasteurize milk, which kills all the pathogens, and we haven't destroyed enough milk to make a dent in the milk supply, so the prices of dairy products should remain stable.
Now, the USDA is not issuing an official quarantine, but it's really urging dairy farms like the one behind me to really limit the movement and transporting of cows. And even this dairy farm is restricting access to the public and only allowing workers and dairy farm workers on its property. Nora?
But that is some good news about the milk supply. CBS's Amelia McGavro, thank you so much. All right, a former hangout of Hollywood stars, the legendary Tropicana Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas closes its doors after 67 years. We'll have the details next. An American teenager was among three people killed Monday in an avalanche at a luxury resort in the Swiss Alps. The body of a 15-year-old boy was recovered along with an unidentified man and woman. A 20-year-old survivor was seriously injured and airlifted to a hospital. It was a historic day on the Las Vegas Strip. The Tropicana, once synonymous with glitz and glamour, closed its doors for good after welcoming guests and gamblers since 1957. In its heyday, it was a hangout for the likes of Elizabeth Taylor, Debbie Reynolds, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. The iconic hotel even appeared in the 1971 James Bond movie, Diamonds Are Forever. But in Sin City, few things are forever, and the Tropicana will be imploded this fall to make way for a new Major League Baseball stadium. Wow, what will that do for traffic? Heart of America is next with a hot meal and a friendly faces at a restaurant staffed by people with developmental disabilities.
Every day, our world gets a little more connected, but a little further apart. But then, there are moments that remind us to be more human.
Thank you for calling Amica Insurance.
Hey, I was just in an accident.
Don't worry, we'll get you taken care of.
At Amica, we understand that looking out for each other isn't new or groundbreaking. It's human. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Finally, our Heart of America on this World Autism Awareness Day. A majority of the 7 million Americans with intellectual and developmental disabilities have a hard time finding work. Tonight, CBS's Nikki Batiz takes us to one restaurant serving up good meals and opportunities.
Serving coffee at Café Joyeux in New York City has changed Rachel Barcelona's life.
I've been rejected so many times and told I was a burden because of my autism.
Now 27 years old, Rachel learned she is autistic when she was three. Despite being crowned Miss Florida for America last year, she says she's had a tough time finding a job.
Take me to the moment you found out you got this job.
I was in shock. I just never had anyone believe in me like that before. And I was going to get paid, too.
Café Joyeux's mission is to promote the inclusion of men and women in the community by hiring and training them to work in its cafes by managers like Sarah Parks.
You know, some of our crew are really talkative and cheerful and welcome you as soon as you come to the door. Some are a little bit more shy.
Founded by a French social entrepreneur, there are 20 Café Joyeux across Europe, all employing people who are neurodivergent. This is the first in the U.S.
That's the whole point of Café Joyeux, is to give us the opportunities to never give up.
What does Joyeux mean?
Joyful.
Joy is exactly what they are serving up here. Nikki Batiste, CBS News, New York.
All Café Joyeux profits go toward training and employing men and women with disabilities. And that's why they're tonight's Heart of America. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.